We're holding here in sort of middle of the piece about Mida Keneged Mida. There's another piece over here where he says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Perea from a Uma. Ad She Yismali Sa'asa. So it's Ekach only from an Uma Ad Shashilucha. And they learn it from Sa'asa, Sa'asa, and so on. So I'd like to talk a little bit about this point over here and see what the... Hi Peter, how are you?
Hi Rav Lomens, sorry, I was just trying to work it out. Was anyone else joined the meeting? Was open?
Yeah, Moshe Gritzman, Yaakov Lupiansky.
I'm here. How are you, Pete?
Okay.
I managed to do it from Israel.
And Neil. Neil is on. So we're all here, I think. That's okay. Fine. Okay, so we're talking over here about this Midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Midah Keneged Midah was one of the things that we spoke about last time. And here it says that Tanya, and on that Chazal, on that Pasik, Chazal Darshin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Pareh from Uma Ad Shashilucha. Until when she is in a kadosh baruch hu dover b'chanina ba papa, in a kadosh baruch hu umat shas shilucha shnem b'sasa b'shalcha t'rivena. Okay, so we find that mentioned quite often. It says the mashal that the by the mabul, what was mimali the saw. You find by Lesholem Avoyna Moiri that it time didn't come yet. You find a constant reference in Chazal that an Uma's time had not come yet because its saw was not Mali yet. So let's try to understand a little bit what that Nikud is about. So first let's look at the Maral. Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nifra Min HaUma Ad Sha Shilucha Pirish Ki HaUma Bechlola Mitzad sheish la koyach elyon b'yoyse, v'kol koyach elyon k'moyze, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu nifra, rak atcha shelucha shetei betel legamri. Ke'en kan chatzoyen, v'loy k'moy odom shugashmi, lekach nifra menu af shalei b'sha shelucho, ke'chol inyan shalei mechulik ma shugashmi. Av la'uma b'chlal sheish la koyach elyon, ein b'dev ze koyach l'chatzoyen. So the moral says like this. The any time you have the musig of bits and pieces is shayach to a physical object. So I have a table, I can break half the table, I can make the table shorter, longer, and so on. That's something that shows to a physical object. When I'm talking about a ruchnistic component, I have a hard time saying it's half justice. It either is justice or it's not justice. The musig of partial and parts makes sense by something that is physical, because everything physical is made of bits and pieces. Mashenkin, when you're talking about a concept, something is either yes or not, and therefore the type of response you'll have to a yochid who is much more chomri than uma. So lamash, when you have a particular mitzri, you can have bits and pieces. When you have mitzri in the musig of mitzrayim is either bottle or it's not bottle. That's what it's about. And he says, "Umukila b'melach, ki amelach v'madregos, v'ashu melach yesh madrega lokis nivdelas, lefikach ein shein sporach nifra v'en rak b'sha shiluchoy, shubitla mohu shaloi. V'chol zim neki koyach olin sheish lemelach, shein melach atsoyin, yesh chalav nesoyis." So by an Uma also, by a melach also, you have this type, the same musig as you have by an Uma as a whole. I want to talk a little bit about this in terms of exactly what the Nekuda is over here. Whenever you have something that's chomri, you have a makabel who is there to get or not get something. So you're dealing with a person. You're dealing with a person who could be makabel of einish, of schar, and it's all about what is he getting, what is it worth, and so on. So over there, an einish means something. An einish is meaningful because the person has in himself some averis. He gets some good for some schuyas. That's the oifi of a person. An umma bederach klal is a musik that a Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps around because he needs it in the world. If I could make it parallel to something, it would be parallel to what's called hashkocha klolis by Baal Chai. Baal Chais don't have hashkocha protis. So the pshat is the reason for a cow to be around in the world has nothing to do with Daisy the cow. It's not a din in Daisy the cow. It's because the world needs cows, and this is an effective way to put cows around. Umas Olam have a mitzias in the world mikoyach the world. So Mitzrayim has there's an inyan of Mitzrayim in the world. There's an inyan of Ammon. There's an inyan of Moav. Unless the musig of Ammon and Moav is bottled from the world, it's not going to be bottled. More than that, they're not here begeder schar v'oynish. It's not the pshat that as an umma they are on the receiving end, and therefore A, they're getting feedback, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an interest in giving a feedback. L'mashal, when I have, for instance, let's take a simple mashal. If I have an appliance of some sort, or a kli of some sort, so when it becomes unusable, I throw it out. I don't bother to repair it if it's not worth repairing it, because I have no interest in this particular kli. I need kalim to eat on, and you know, my only possible interest would be if it costs more to buy new and to fix. But other than that, I don't have a particular interest in this. Masha'enkin, let's say I have a yarshin, some valuable, I don't know, shtender from a great-grandfather, it's very chashiv. So I will sit and fix it because it's not a din of a shtender, it's this shtender. And I want this shtender, not because this shtender is good to learning, not because I need it to learn, because I want this shtender. So therefore, I will not let it get into ruin. I will into disrepair. I'm going to stand and fix it. So on a particular individual, Kodesh Baruch Hu has a mahalach where the person is being makabel schar v'einish. There's a reason for this person. If he's a human being, if he has a din of a, and there you have the musig of schar and einish for two reasons. First of all, because he's a makabel of something, and therefore it's a he gets feedback from his actions. Two, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an interest that the person do good. So if you give a person a slow punishment for something that did bad, he fixes his maisim and becomes good. The way if you repair something as it keeps getting damaged, you keep it in good shape. Umois, there is no inyan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no inyan that the umma of Ammon should have anything. Like it says, Hoy Asher Shevet Api. Asher has a tafkid in the world. So long as Asher has a tafkid in the world, then Asher is kept because to use for Asher. If Asher becomes mufka from its season's world, that's the end of it. If it no longer can be used for the mashal, Stoim and Amoira became entities that were impossible to keep in this world, so we got rid of them, simply because the world could no longer be savel, hakitzakosa. It's more than how bad they did, how tolerable were they? They were intolerable, we get rid of them. That's another knetch in what the Maharal is saying. Yes, Peter, Yes.
Now,
See when you want to ask a question. So, yeah.
When the Umas do some kind of avera,
yeah,
it kind of destroys them on some level until they're mufka from the world.
Right.
Why is that so? Why don't they have a tafkid after they do an avera?
It's not a tafkid after avera. It's after mismalei asor means you could no longer keep them around. They're mufka from mitzias. They don't have what by Stoim it says they don't have what it takes to be a human subsection of the human race. They are totally mafkir themselves from Tzuras Adam. That's the only thing that keeps them out. That's a second knage in what he says over here, of it being a koach elyon. What I'm saying is not exactly like it says, but more or less that's it. There's another mahalach that I think is important to share. This the Pischei Shorim says, Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac Chava, he teaches it somewhere, that the tachlis of the bria is that all that is toiv shall come to its final destiny. That's the tachas of the bria. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha is that every nitzitz of toiv that's in the bria is going to be extracted, no matter what it takes, and bring it together to the toiv. So the entire world is the entire ongoing world is a maisa of breira, where Kadosh Baruch Hu is being buried the toiv from the world. There is nothing that's toiv that can ever go to waste. So therefore, there's no matziv of destroying an umma when there's something good still there. A similar kind of item is by it says by Moshe vayifen koi v'koi v'yakein sham ish. So Rashi says he looked and saw no good doer would come out of him, and therefore he killed him. So let's think about it a minute. When a bezdin gives somebody Mrs. Bezdin, do they also need to use Ruach HaKodesh to figure out that nothing good will ever come out of it? Of course not. I mean, it's halacha. So what's my ben zeh lazeh? What's the difference between Mrs. Bezdin, where Bezdin will give somebody will kill somebody for being over a reserve, Michal Shabbos, where we have no assurance that he doesn't have good kids, to Moshe Rabbeinu? So the answer is, Mrs. Bezdin is a tikkun. Something, this person's toiv, whatever this person's toiv as a Yisrael is, it has a tikkun with the Misa. The Misa's Mechaper. The Torah said that this brings it to its final toiv. By a goy, that's bechlal not the matzav. The question is there any, if there's no toiv left in it, then there's no schus kiyum. On the other hand, as long as there's an akuda of toiv there, we're going to have to wait for it to appear. It's like Amnemov, where you find all these places where you find because there's preda achas, shtei preda seishu lahoitzi. I mean, so by yid, you won't be able to say that. The answer is, it's two different halachim. By a goy and by an umma, misa is final. It's sort of a dissipation of that person, that umma, and so on. So as long as there's still something toiv left to take out, a person cannot, you can't destroy it. Hakadosh Baruch Hu won't destroy it. Once everything that's been taken out there has been taken out, that's it. It's like Vayinatzot Mitzrayim. All of the talk about the Nitzaitzis of Kedusha, that's what it means. It means that nothing can be dropped until unless you've taken out whatever good that you can have from it. So in this pshat, the way the Pesach Sharm understands it, it's the Knech is the way the Maral is learning it, and the other way I told you, it's more that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, you know, it, you don't destroy, you can't destroy an Umma until it doesn't get to its etzim, the core of its Metzias. The way the Pesach Sharm is learning it, Rebbe Zaitzel of learning it, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow the total destruction of it as long as there's something good still there. So the Nesmal Asa means until there is no good left. It's full to the top, and every single piece of it is a goner. So it's Mikoyach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants for the Toiv, the other way around. In a certain sense, this is the Inyan of Avraham Avinu's Tefillas on Stoim. The same idea. You see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved Lot because of the two Praedis Toivas Sheishel HaHoitzi. So he saved Lot and his family. So here also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, any time there's still something. So when Avraham Avinu came to Dingzach with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says maybe 10 tzaddikim will save the city, maybe I'll save some of the cities, the Mahalach was all to be able to bring out what's toiv. I mean, you even see in the Vikuach, you know, Shefet Kolaretz Asim Mishpat. Bemis Mitzad Mishpat, there's a halacha b'roiv ha'olam nidoin. Roiv ma'isim roiim means that you're a Rasha. So certainly, if you have a city with 1,000 Rishoyim and 1 or 2 tzaddikim, that's not, or 10 tzaddikim, that's mitzad gidrei mishpat, that alone is not enough. The answer is because there's an akud of toiv that needs to be saved, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to bring out that toiv. So whatever it is, loit and bana were taken out of stoim, but it was all with the same mahalach. So,
Rebbe, what's the Nekudas HaTov that still remains with Amalek that they've managed to last so long?
So, in Amalek, the problem seems to be that we gave it some chiyus. There's a musig in this forum that we are, you know, we feed the Ra. That when a person, it says in different places, the Moshul, you're not supposed to take tzedakah from an akum, because you're not supposed to feed the Ra. You also, the fact that vayachmol al agag means we endowed it with a certain, we declared that there's something good in agag. Mitzideinu, mechias amolek is something that's given over to us, or at least was given over to us. The whole mitzias of being maimed amelech is, it's ki'ilu. Just like we make all sorts of tikkunim in the Bria, and we, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, waits for us to make the toiv in the Bria, to be mala child, to build a Beis HaMikdash and so on, that's up to us to do. So in terms of being oike the Ra from the world, Amalek was given to us to be oike. And because we were chaymul on Amalek, that is the piece that did not allow for it, and they still have a kiyum from that. The lasid lova. I mean, the mashmos is. I mean, the Rambam speaks. Mechias Amalek is a din in melech, and it's all, you know, the melech is the whole mitzias of a melech is needed for mechias Amalek. That's one of the important parts of it. Melech HaMashiach is a melech. Mashiach is first and foremost a melech. I assume that's what it's left for. But Amalek is unique because it has to do with us also. There's a lashon in the apropos to that point. The halacha that you're not allowed to take tzedakah from goyim, it says b'yivoish k'tzirim t'shaberna, that when you have branches, when they dry out, they crack automatically. They're very easy to destroy. When you have an umma that has no lachluchis, no toiv in it, destroying it is a cinch. When you have in it, when you give them some sort of lachluchis, then you yourself are preventing it from happening. And that's why we're not supposed to take tzedakah from Umas HaOlam. There are Baruch Hashem plenty of atayim around, in case you know, in America, we're desperately trying to get the government to give some money for the schools. So you know, there are valid atayim. We pay taxes for their schools. We're getting back something. I mean, it's not, you know, but Al Kapanim. But the those who were against it, that's what they resisted. By the way, the person who set up the Masorah in our Chumashim, and you know, all the annotations of Masorah that technically went down, was a Meshumet. So we still live off the work of a Meshumet, in some of our most important things, and people know about it. But the one who printed our Sfarim was a guy, and the one who was Magid the Masorah was a Meshumet. So we're stuck. We don't have the.
There's a gap in the market there for someone.
Yes, yeah. there definitely is. I mean, there have been actually people who have tried to undo the notations of chapters and verses. But the problem is, it's so embedded in the system, you're reinventing the wheel. It's like, you know, in America they try to go to the metric system, but they need to, every screw would have to be removed and replaced. It's incredible. So first, if we would go with chapter and verse and redo the chapters, there are some chumash that try to do it, but it's not terribly, it's not this gabble. And tachlis, we still have some unique, you know, that's the way it is. Okay, so lemaisis, so this halacha mekoshon nifre uma atcha shelucha. Let's give one more knach over here that I think is important. It says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mechashev saketz because if he would have waited any longer, we would have gotten into mem tasharei tumah and it wouldn't be worthy of geula and so on. Let me give a mashal. When you have a person who is a regular person, a healthy person, who can't feel any pain sensation, that's a big sakana, because the person himself, and there's a certain condition, I forgot what it's called, where people don't feel any pain, and those people have a very, very short life expectancy, because they can get an infection, they don't know about it until basically it's overwhelmed the body, and or they can break a bone, they don't know about it. When we think about it, as terrible as Yisurim are, but it's something that pushes you to get help, and it stops you from, so if a person feels run down when he has a cold and fever, he lays down and he doesn't overexert his body and he gets healed. If a person wouldn't feel it until, you know, until he, Chas V'Shalom, would die, then life expectancy is not big. So death is a situation where something ceases to exist. Then there are partial deaths whose tachlis is to bring back the body to good function. So if I feel weak, then now the big shita is, you know, to listen to your body. So if a person feels weak and he doesn't feel like going around, but he says the body does not want him to walk around, and he's supposed to be the he's supposed to, you know, rest and take it easy. That's the normal mahalach. But if a person, let's say Chas V'Shalom, a person is on palliative care, where the pshat is we don't have a hope for him to live, you know, a person is in his last kufa of his life, and it's whatever it is, it's a terminal illness. So what we do is we take away any pain of his. We're very, very happy to, you know, I know somebody a while back, they, you know, they were suffering from a very difficult tumor somewhere, and they cut the pain nerves so that the person doesn't feel it. There was no point in having the person suffer the pain, so the person died when they died. That was it. So there's the mahalach of partial sensation, pain, partial death, so to speak, is kosher to the sensation, to the warning the person to live. Umas ha'olam are there's no mahalach there of rotzen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the kiyum. So as long as what they have makes them bar kiyume, then they keep existing. But there's no mechanism, there's no need for a mechanism to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take partial revenge from them, because what's the point of it? Partial revenge is not a metzias. Death and life is a metzias. Illness is an ashara to take care of yourself so that you not die. That's what pain, illness, all these things are. So by Klal Yisrael, we are Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do good. So there's a lot of warning signs, and there's a lot of pain. So if you start straying, there's something there that keeps you, that there's a message there that keeps you in line. Masha Ein Kein, Umas Ha'olam, there's no such rutz nabore. And b'meila, since there's no such rutz nabore, there's not going to be, what's the point of it? To much an umma has to have a point. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring a hashgacha? And being mitzayer is a pa'ula quasi-nisis. I'm being mitzayer in umma, I'm sending them all sorts of plagues and so on to make them, to try to get them to do good. But if you're not interested, you're just not interested. And therefore, there's no point to it. So by other ummas, it's either or. Either you have the appropriate surah to survive, or you don't have the appropriate surah to survive. But there's no reason for a mahalach beinayim. Klal Yisrael, the mahalach beinayim of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu being nifra from Klal Yisrael means HaKadosh Baruch Hu intervenes before we lose it, and therefore we will and therefore we'll do good and so on. It's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Churban Bayis came early, and Tekes Adam Mitzrayim came early. All of these things were in Yonah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want to do it. So that's another mahalach on why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechalik between Klal Yisrael and other Umas Ha'olam. In other Umas Ha'olam, there's no point to it. There's no back and forth to it. In Klal Yisrael, that's what he wants. Apropos the next mimer in the Maral is very, very in line with this. I never ever hit an umma twice. In other words, there was no need to hit an umma twice because one time they were gone. So in Klal Yisrael, you have a survival. Even the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaleh chitzam. Almost you don't have it. So the Maral says, "Leikis umat shneisi pirish ki koyach haban shem esparach lahakas oisa hu yoisa el yoisa gadol mina umah." The koach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be makin umma overwhelms the umma. Umma arash koach shem esparach yoisa el yemin koach umos. Take it with miyat sheik oisam hem kolim liuchol lamed nega koach shem shem esparach. Al Yisrael hem yoisa el yem b'mayla. Let's talk about this. This is a very deep nekuda, he says over here. Let's give a mashal. Imagine you have a starfish, which has the ability, when you cut off one of its arms, it regenerates the arm. So what's the pshat? The pshat is the koyach of growing things lays somewhere inside a starfish, and as the even though you cut away the arm of the starfish, it will send out another arm. In other words, there's some genetic material, there's something there that will generate something else. So you have a sheirish, so just like a weed, you cut off the top of the weed, and a week later it's grown back again because the shorish is there, and the shorish goes beyond where your machete or whatever you're using went, and from there you generate another a hemshech. If, however, you hit it at its shorish, then it's gone. That's the umas ha'olam's existence is within the context of this world. So even if you have a sar shel Mitzrayim, but a sar is also a fairly low darga, and the chitzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kaviyochol de malachim, it's a darga of a malach, that's a mashchis, is on par with it. And b'meila it's mashchis, and it can't survive. It has no deeper root, because it's at the same darga that the mechabel, the malach hamash, the malach hamechabel is. Kol Yisrael is mechuba l'kodesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So chitzim, whatever darga we'll call it, malachim, whatever darga you want to call chitzim, chitzim are a lower darga, a more external darga. So b'meila it'll come out. Just like the arm of the starfish is a lower down than whatever the shirish of it is, and if you cut the arm, so the arm gets cut, but the koyach regenerates it again. Kol Yisrael is the same. Kol Yisrael's mohus is kosher HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the pasuk says. Ani Hashem lo yishenisi v'atem liyakul echlisem. We are davuk to a shirish of elikus that no other umas davuk. So b'meila, whatever of us gets destroyed, the shirish doesn't get destroyed. Masha'in kein umas olam, even the malachim, even the sar of the umah is a sar, and that's it. That's as far as it goes. So b'meila, if you send out a sar to like, you know, the kolah hey mitzvim es shvatim, the when you destroy the sar of it, you effectively destroy Mitzrayim. So this is sort of another knetch in why umas olam, it's possible to destroy them totally. It's possible to be nifra when it's shas shilucha, because you could, it's shorish is of a nature that allows for destroying it. Masha'in kein Klal Yisrael doesn't have that. Okay, any questions, any points, anything?
Do you think the Holocaust should have really, Derech HaTeva, destroyed the Jewish people?
I always say, if anybody in 1945, any intelligent person would be standing and pondering, what's the fate of the Jewish people? So, what was there? The Jews in Russia, 2 million Jews were totally cut off from any Yiddishkeit. Were achas doso that they're going to be assimilated. The Jews in America were all more and more assimilated. Everyone went further and further. East Europe was gone. Eretz Yisrael didn't exist yet. So maybe South Africa had a few Jews. Okay, Peter, we'll grant you a little bit. But tachlis, was there any way to make a rational argument that where we would be today? I don't think so. I think besides anybody left being demoralized, the idea that not only are we stronger than ever, but qualitatively stronger, more dovuk and performing better, it's incredible. To me, that's one of the biggest expressions of this mahalach over here, that Ani Hashem lo yishanis vat miyakol klisim. It's incredible. Okay, b'seder gamur. Take care. Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Bye.